Grind up some greasy, greasy coffee beans. Columbia, dark supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 179 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, where did the bad man touch you?
Oh.
Or, am I ready to talk about it now?
Or,
okay, that's enough. That's enough. Let him sing. Here we go.
Make me feel so extreme.
Yes, that's, see, my whole thing is I bring the music up and then bring it down and bring it up. And you messed me up.
I'm sorry.
Eh?
Not really.
No, okay, this is the new Grits to Glitz podcast, the one where we really just don't give a shit, huh?
Of course we do. I had so many possible questions for this month.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. Screw that. That's like the least of anyone's problems. Hello, listeners. You guys are fabulous. Thank you so much for writing and calling. And you guys are fabulous. And we're so sorry we didn't podcast sooner than that. And by the way, that was Robert Morgan Fisher from the PodSafe Music Network.
With Greasy Coffee Beans. And yeah, I was starting to get emails, but where should I send flowers? What happened?
You
know?
You guys are so sweet. You really are.
Yes.
Okay, I have to turn the fan up in here. It's a little too hot.
Yes.
There.
Yes. It's number 4,712 on the interesting things that have been happening to us is Bay's air conditioner broke.
Woo!
At the house.
My air conditioner is a lemon.
That,
it has been a lemon since I bought it.
That
Unfortunately,
AC
I didn't buy it.
AC is horrible.
I know. And I didn't buy it from a certified authorized Rheem dealer, so Rheem really couldn't care less. And I didn't know I wasn't buying it from an authorized dealer. Be that as it may, whatever. Hello, listeners. This is Grits to Glitz.
I'm confused.
I know.
And I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes, you're Amy and you're in Las Vegas.
Yes.
I would really like to be in Las Vegas.
I wouldn't mind that myself. Who are you? Where are you?
I'm Bay, and I'm in East Tennessee.
Okay,
let me check.
Cool.
Yes, still East Tennessee.
All right. Yes. Our listeners have already turned off this episode. It's like, what is this thing in front of me? Oh, that's a microphone. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Okay. Well, I don't know how to jump into it. Okay, here's the thing. Right in the middle of already feeling kind of, the podcasting thing is not working easily. We have significant technical difficulties.
Yes.
Just from being long distance podcasters.
Other people
and
overcome
the fact that
it,
I live in the
and
boonies.
My hat's off to them.
What?
I said other people overcome that difficulty, but my hat is off to them because it just becomes difficult.
Yes, it doesn't help that I live in the boonies and Skype just does not work for me.
Well,
it
we don't know that for the
crazy.
Past couple of years because we haven't used it, but now we can't get it going.
Right. And then there's I love my little recorder thingy. It's very portable. It turns out, and I didn't even know this for months and months, it turns out that it skews out of time. It's out of sync. And so after a while, when Amy's putting together the two pieces of our audio, I start sounding really stupid, which is, I think, kind of amazing because I think I sound pretty much blonde all the time.
No, no, not like this thing does, because basically you wind up getting a little slower than me. And so the conversation will go, yeah, yada, 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 tell a joke. And Bay goes, so I have to do, I really have
hilarious.
To do a good bit of editing to make it all fit together.
Yes, yes. And I don't like being a burden on my darling sister. It gets to the point. Here's the thing, dear listeners. It gets to the point that the podcast sort of becomes this thing that I avoid.
And I avoid it because it takes me 3 hours.
And then it turns into, because I podcast with my favorite sister, my favoritest sister in the whole wide world, then I'm avoiding Amy. So I don't want to avoid Amy.
That's not good.
That sucks. So that was already going on. That was already, are we going to quit podcasting? If we were, I have to say this, if we were going to quit podcasting, we would say so. We would not simply pod fade and just kind of go to, oh, we'll be back. We swear we'll be back. And then there's never an episode 3040.
I don't know. I could do that. I probably would do that. It's like, yes, I really do want to. Oh, come on. Oh.
But we almost recorded a last episode, and that didn't work. And then the bottom fell out of my world. And my husband was laid off from his job of 27 years.
I do not have enough bad words to say about the people that let your husband go.
I collect those bad words. I'm keeping them in a shoebox. Yeah, it was a very large shock because, as I said, he's been working there for 27 years. All of his bosses, except for one that he doesn't work for anymore, loved him. His current boss loves him. And his last current boss loved him.
Former boss.
And the very idea that, okay, yes, I understand, bad economy, people have to be laid off. The very idea that they would lay off somebody who is extraordinarily effective, and I mean really, truly superlative in his field and in his department at work, and has been there forever, you would think just plain seniority would have had something to do with it. But then again, having been there for 27 years, he's one of the more expensive employees to pay. And they laid off four people that we know of in his pay bracket.
That's just evil. That's like Satan evil. It's bad enough that the product they created kills puppies and butterflies. But laying off
that.
Somebody who's been there, okay, let's just call it, he dedicated his life to that stupid company. He uh-huh. came out a nice, freshly scrubbed high school student and went to work and never did anything else and learned and grew and got to the best part he could get to in his career field and has a very specialized skill that he's excellent at. And then they let him go, and there's nothing else for him to do.
I think there are lots of other things for him to do. We just have to find which one of those things he's going to do. And he did get a severance package. I need to, you know, as much as I'm still sitting around in shock, and it's been a couple of weeks. Amy, how long has it been? I don't know how long. Time has slowed to a crawl.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I've had several days to get used to it. I am, after all, laughing about it now, whereas I think a week ago, if you had asked me, I would have just burst into tears. Oh, my sinuses hurt so badly for a while there.
No doubt.
But it's just, you know, he'll do something else. He got a severance package. We've already been to the exciting career center / unemployment office. Does the unemployment line start here? I had no idea what that experience was like. And I went with Wesley to be supportive, and it turned out I needed to be there to translate because he was so shocked.
That's the thing.
The
he was shell-shocked. And with this awful, horrible, terrible economy, the last person in the world that I thought was going to have their job in trouble was him.
Exactly. And trust me, we thought the same thing. It was like, oh, we're safe. You know, I mean, we might have to tighten our belts a little bit. But
no more overtime. Uh-oh.
Yeah, no more overtime. Maybe not a vacation this year. We were already saying no vacation this year. We'll just, you know, go to Chattanooga and do a couple of touristy things down there. And now it's like, oh, crud, I have to cancel the cable. Which
yeah.
is going to make it really hard to talk about Project Runway.
Ooh, that's okay. I will tell you all about it.
Thank you. That is really sweet of you. Thank you. So that's what I've been dealing with. And we're going to be okay. We are. We're going to be okay. We are. We're going to be okay.
Well, Well, and since we last podcast, I stubbed my toe, so.
Oh, crap. Oh, geez. What's the point? I quit. Let's just,
It's just, okay.
Committing Harry Carey.
feel sorry for me, because it is just so hard for anybody to feel sorry for me when all of that is going on with you. And I'm over here, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. Oh, hell. Bay is getting all the attention.
I know. See, the Wesley, yeah, the job goes away and then blam, the air conditioner dies. Wow. What's going to happen next?
But
if bad things happen in threes, I'm just waiting.
But, like I said, it could be worse, because the air conditioner could have gone out a couple of weeks ago and you might have decided to buy a whole new air conditioner, and then he could lose his job.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. You are so smart. That really does put it in perspective.
And your cars are paid off.
My cars are paid off. Thank God. My cars are paid off. I don't have to make a car payment. And nobody in my family has cancer right now. So nobody has cancer.
Shush.
And that's a good thing.
Don't jinx us.
Knock on wood.
And you look at us sideways, we get cancer.
Yeah, we do. We're very fragile that way. Us trotters, we just keel over with cancer all the time.
Cancer on one side and heart disease on the other. It's just like, okay, just might as well walk out in front of a bus right now. Get it over with.
Yeah, stand out in the bus lanes for a while. Let's see what happens. Okay, so is that everything I can talk about? Let me just say this, because I also got some email asking about Doris Day Lily. I've got to take new pictures and upload them.
Yes, you
do. You guys are really, really sweet. And I have to say, in all of this craziness and unhappiness, she has been just the biggest ray of sunshine.
She doesn't know anybody lost their job. She's still happy to be alive.
Yes, and she, of course, is thrilled that Wesley is around, because my husband stole my dog's affections. She adores him, and she is so happy that he's at home. Just all the time, she's happy. Yay, he's home.
Aww.
She follows him around like a puppy, which is why they came up with that phrase.
She's a good girl, too, and she is a little ray of sunshine. And I also wanted to add one other little ray of sunshine, which is that there is a job prospect on the horizon of another company that does similar processing that Wesley's lab skills. Wesley is a fabulous lab technician, in case anybody wants somebody who knows gas chromatography and all that kind of stuff. There's a chance that he might be able to transfer those skills to another place. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yes, knock on wood, keeping fingers crossed. Does anyone have any salt I could throw over my shoulder?
I'll do it for you later.
I know there was something else. Oh, Doris is learning turn around and leave it and fetch. I'm really teaching her fetch, as it, because she would always bring the ball to your general vicinity. But I want her to bring the ball to you.
Let's back up for a second. I am so impressed with leave it. Because I'm here to tell you, my dogs, you say leave it, and they say, screw you, bitch. I'll take it if I want it.
Bulldogs.
What are you going to do about it, woman?
That's really, I have to say, leave it is incredibly cute. She's especially good at it with my daughter. My daughter will put the treat down 4 inches in front of her nose, just right there in front of her, and say, leave it, and then walk out of the room. And
are you sure she's not just distracted, your daughter? It's like, oh, look, a butterfly.
It's entirely possible, which is yet another reason we love her. Because we're that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll put the treat down right in front of Doris Daylily's nose and say, leave it, and walk out of the room. And Doris will sit there like a sphinx, watching the treat like it's going to do something. And waiting until Emily comes back in and says, good girl. And then she'll go for it.
Have you gone cute, so cute, far cute. As to put the treat on her nose?
No, we have not gone that far yet. She doesn't sit still enough. She's kind of a corgi.
She's wiggly.
You know, she's wiggly. She's still a puppy. How old? 7 months? Still just a baby.
Yeah, we've got to get her the fly ball machine, though.
Yeah, I want to find a flyball team.
We got to get her one of those because she would love that.
I think she would. So, that's me. How are you, Amy? How's the sewing? I know you're sewing right now.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm trying to. I'm making a blouse. I made the mistake of getting some fabric that doesn't stretch, and then I got it home and said, oh, wait, I like my clothes to stretch. But I am making a blouse with darts and everything, fitted blouse, and we'll see. We'll see how it comes out. If I don't like it, I'll just throw it away or something. But I'm having fun with it.
I admire you so much. I admire you so much. Just the very idea of trying to sew a dart. I'm amazed.
Darts are interesting. Darts are, you mark a dart as a V on the material. And then the tricky thing is that's on two different sides. When you fold it up, that's on two different sides. And then how do you match them up? Anyway.
But magic.
Speaking of darts and things, what do you think about the fashion show? I know that we haven't had any new episodes of the Fashion Bash since the sky fell.
I'm really getting irritated with the level of producer involvement. It's so clear. The person who won last week, what? It was just one of those what moments, because so clearly someone else should have won. And it's kind of going that way every week. And I'm really annoyed by that. I wanted to like it, but it's getting, at least they kicked off the right person. I was ready to give up if they kicked off the wrong person.
Yeah, well, I just didn't want to have to talk about the panty Christ anymore. that's the way they call me, the panty Christ, he says with pride.
Wow.
Okay. And I started off liking Rico, but now he's turned into a jerk.
Yeah, I was like, Rico and Haven, yay, they're from Tennessee. Woohoo, someone to... Oh, man, come on, really?
Oh, don't be... Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. I like Angel and... oh, gosh, is her name Anna? I can't remember.
Anna, yeah, who slouches.
Anna who slouches, yes. She makes marvelous things. Angel makes amazing things. She should have won. Wow, she should have won last week. Far and away the best.
Oh, the white shirts. Yes, I loved what Anna or Angel did.
That was, honestly, that was the first thing to come across the runway on the fashion show in three episodes. That was the first thing that I thought, I want that.
Yes.
And everything else was, I don't want that.
Meh.
I was not enthusiastic about the clothes, but I thought that finally getting them out of teams was an excellent idea.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for finally getting them out of teams. And secondly, freeing them up from the teams made their individuality pop. I mean, immediately the differences became apparent and the weaknesses became apparent too.
Yeah. Yeah, although I thought Tom and Lorenzo had an excellent comment about the, oh my gosh, Andrew stole my pleating. They said, oh, come on, you didn't invent horizontal pleating.
That's true. People were getting very, very catty about Andrew. It was starting to be a gang mentality, except we don't really know what happened because the producers edit these things to within an inch of its life.
Yeah. Incidentally,
we have no idea what really happens there.
Incidentally, you know what? I think I might just take this and turn this into a Fashion Bash podcast and take it out of the main podcast because we're getting into a pretty long conversation about the fashion show. But are you going to continue to watch?
I am. As of this week, I am still watching, but it's on probation. If they, in 1 week, give the win to someone who clearly shouldn't have won and kick off the wrong person, then I'm out of there. I'm not even really enjoying the Mizrahi in this show. He was always so adorable on his talk show, and I'm not really enjoying him on this. I don't think he's free to be the Mizrahi.
Have you had a chance to go back and watch season one of Project Runway?
No, I haven't.
I am willing to give them time to find their own stride, you know, their own pace, and they're very... new at this.
I gotta tell you
though, I am not loving Kelly Rowland.
I don't feel one way or the other about her. You know, I hate Heidi. I would really love for Heidi to just disappear from Project Runway. But Kelly Rowland, I don't feel strongly about one way or the other.
She's a little too cutesy for me. And for the same, probably it's for the same reason that Heidi annoys you, Kelly annoys me. Always. 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 I'll say it last. Always. My name is Guilty. I'm like, oh, come on.
Huh. I'll have to watch for that. Thank you for the pointer.
Maybe I'm just horrible. Maybe it's because my husband thinks she's the most gorgeous creature to ever walk the face of the earth. I mean, truly, he's smitten.
She is pretty darn gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. I'll give her that.
Maybe you're just jealous. I don't know. I love the Fern Malice. Love her. Someone give Fern her own show. Love her.
Yes. Yes. I'm with her. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But no, I don't know. Yes, I'm going to continue watching. We'll see if it shakes out. And you're right. I should be more patient. Although I got totally sucked into Project Runway during the first season. So I didn't even realize how much that had changed.
I'm curious to see how Project Runway is going to change with its move to a different network and a different coast.
It's going to be fine.
I hope so. I mean, they've already got their rhythm. They've already got their format down.
Right. For instance, on the fashion show, I would love for them to do away with the quick fire challenge or whatever they call it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it. I thought it just detracts from the entire point. Also, I would like to know more about the models. Are they changing the models out? Because 2 weeks ago, I saw a model who was on Make Me a Supermodel last season, and this week I didn't see her. Where did she go?
You know, I disagree with you on both of those points. I like the quick challenge, and I don't care about the models. How's that?
I would like to remind you that I have been recently beset by personal problems.
Okay, you're right. Damn it. You win every argument these days.
I know. Oh, okay. No, you are. Okay, I'll reconsider.
Okay.
No, I hate the quick fire challenge. Although, the chick from Harper's Bazaar. Is it Harper's Bazaar?
Yeah.
Who judges the quick challenge every week. Thank goodness she lightened up. Because that first challenge, I just wanted to smack her and say, stop trying to be cutesy. Because it's not.
Yeah, but you know about first impressions. I hate her now. She could go.
Oh, she chilled out. You need to give her another chance.
Nah, hate her. What else can I disagree with you about?
Puppies are cute.
I hate puppies, little sniveling things.
Chocolate is tasty. Okay.
No, sorry. There's some things I can't compromise my integrity on that one. Chocolate is good.
I'm glad to know that we have found the boundaries. Your personal limitations.
I have limits, right. Yeah. Chocolate, good.
Okay. I don't know if you're really going to spin that part off into its own Fashion Bash podcast, but is there anything else we need to say on the Grits to Glitz podcast?
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, we could get back to other stuff having to do with Grits to Glitz.
Okay.
Like, Angina was in town last night, and I discovered I'm old.
Because you wouldn't go see her at 1:30 in the morning.
1:30 in the morning. I said, oh, boy, Angina and BB from RuPaul's Drag Race are going to be in town. Yay! Oh, so who's going to go with me? And I get my date. I got Steve Freese. He was going to go with me. And it was going to be at Crave, which is right on the strip. So it's not too alternative of a nightclub. And I thought I could actually go in there and not be too uncomfortable. And because I'm worried, you know, I'm weird. I'm going to stand out in the crowd. I'm not going to be like the other people in there. But I thought, oh, I could see it. Yay. And what time is it going to be? 1:30 a.m. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
1:30. No, I'm sleeping at that time.
Yeah, I guess I can understand that. I don't know. There's got to be a better way. Why can't we get more drag queen shows, like, at, say, 7 o'clock in the evening? Cocktail hour.
Well, I could have gone for a 10 o'clock or an 11 o'clock or midnight show. I think midnight would probably be about the boundary. I could go to a midnight show. But a 1:30 a.m. show, no.
That's just crazy.
They're going for a different audience. And now I know, okay, I am officially old because I'm not going to go to a 1:30 show.
Well, I like you this age. So I don't think you're old. You're just, you know, young, challenged.
Okay, I'm birthday challenged.
I tell you what, if I came to Las Vegas, I would keep you up past 1:30 and make you go see a drag queen show.
I would, you know, with you, I probably would. Part of the problem was, oh gosh, well, I can't keep somebody else out that late either.
Oh, me, you can.
You, I can, yeah. You, I put you in the car and say, let's go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Actually, 1:30 in the morning with the time difference, that's like 4:30 for me. That's even late for me.
Yeah, but you take a nap, you know.
Yeah, we take a nap, yeah.
You prepare.
Definitely. Right, you get ready for these things. So, in other news, how are your dogs?
My dogs are fine. Lola got over being in heat, thank goodness.
Yay!
Yay! She's a woman now.
Aww.
but the dogs are just fine. I had something else I was going to talk about and I forgot. Right before you asked, how are the dogs? I thought, oh, I will talk. Oh, I know. I got plane tickets to Barcelona.
Barcelona. I just love saying that word.
Barcelona, where they have pickpockets. The more I read about Barcelona, the more I think, oh, yes, Picasso Museum, Miro Museum, lots of pickpockets.
Wow. You need to read up on that. I was at the doctor's office and reading travel tips in the budget travel magazine, and they had reams, lists of various cons that are pulled on you in various parts of the world. The one that got me was the one where a woman throws a baby at you.
Ugh.
Exactly. So you drop everything to catch the baby, and then the woman scoops up your bags and runs away. It's not a real baby.
Oh, they don't leave you. Okay, they do leave you with the baby.
Yeah, it's a baby doll. But they, you, basically, they're throwing a baby at you. I'm sorry. That's mean.
Please don't shake the baby.
I love that song. You can play that on the podcast anytime you want.
I may just do that. I love that song. But no, Barcelona, the con du jour is, you have bird poop on you.
Yes.
It's not going to work on me because I'm used to that.
They're like, go back to your hotel because if they start to, if you go with them, they'll, what is it they do? How do they manage to make the switch? They distract you?
Well, while they're taking their handkerchief and wiping off your shoulder, pat, 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 and you're paying attention to that, they're also sneaking your wallet out of your pants.
Yeah. It's a terrible, terrible world we live in. People can't even take the poo off your shoulder without picking your pocket.
They're giving Good Samaritan poo removers a bad name. I was a poo remover when poo remover was a good thing.
Oh my goodness.
This is why I enjoy podcasting. Oh yes, that's right. I remember this.
Okay, we've been talking for around half an hour.
Okay, and I'm really thinking about spinning off the fashion stuff into the other podcast.
Well, I think you should leave it in this one too, because we did complain a good bit.
Okay, all right. And heaven knows we need more complaining in the podcast.
Yeah. Well, it's at least it's complaining about something I don't have any power over.
That's right. I hate that fashion. Yeah. No one gets hurt.
Okay. I honestly don't have anything else.
Here's what I'm thinking, folks. We have in the past always put out a podcast every week, and we prided ourselves on being reliable and, hey, this is all professional and everything. But for the sake of our sanity, I think we're going to try and put out a podcast every week or two or whenever we feel like it. And because it is the wonderful world of podcasting, not television, say, where you're going to miss it if you're not ready for it, you guys will still get it, and you'll get good material from us because we're ready for it. How do you feel about that, Bay?
Well, okay, but my first question after that would be, wait, was this episode good material? Because, okay, the poo part was fun, but...
I'm going to put that in quotes. The poo part
part was fun. yeah, we should put that on a t-shirt. We'll do it when we feel like it. If we have something nice to say,
we'll repress that and say ugly things because that's more interesting.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
No, the thing is, and you get in front of a microphone and you forget, oh, I was going to talk about so-and-so. We got that fabulous letter from so-and-so. We got a voicemail from blah, blah, blah. And then you forget because there's a microphone in front of you. But
this is,
I think, we winged this one because we didn't have notes on this, but there's plenty to talk about.
It was way too depressing to write down. Bay's husband got laid off. She is now poor.
Well, in the impact on Amy department, that means you're not coming to Las Vegas anytime soon, which is truly tragic.
That sucks.
Yes, that sucks. I got tickets to see Bette Midler.
Yes, you've got tickets to see Bette Midler.
Don't you want to come hit me?
I saw Bette Midler last year.
Don't you want to come hit me?
Yes, I do.
I dare you.
Anyway, we'll podcast when we feel like we have something nice to talk about.
Okay. We're not going to call it quits just yet. And thank you. Thank you guys. Really, truly. Thank you for your kind letters and calls. And you made us realize that we're not out here talking to ourselves. Really.
That was really sweet of you. And thanks for listening. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, guys. Oh, greasy coffee beans. The only high that's really clean. I like cream in my coffee like a thundercloud. Sugar as sweet as a horn is loud. If you want to break the old routine, grind up some greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans. Greasy coffee beans.